This is the House of Hockey podcast,
where we talk about the game and the lifestyle.
We've got opinions as hockey fans, friends, and from the female perspective.
Welcome to our house.
Welcome to the House of Hockey podcast, episode 168. I'm one of your hosts, Ray Ray.
And I'm your other host, Breezy.
And we are finally back on a schedule of sorts and up to date with all of the happenings around all of the hockey leagues. We've got all-star jerseys. We've got suspensions ending. We've got player eligibility. We've got star rookies being traded, star rookies out. We've got women winning championships, and my back-to-back Blackhawk journey I have to tell everybody about.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Well, I feel like that was like 3 weeks ago, but it was really just last week.
Yeah, exactly. We got a lot to discuss. And okay, all-star jerseys. These are always either right on the mark are totally off the mark, and I think most people either love or hate them. I don't think there's any in between, like, over the years. Where do you stand with the All-Star?
Give me 1 second, because I gotta find the word that I'm looking for here.
Oh, okay. Well, they were designed in partnership with Drew House. If you don't know what that is, that's, I almost said Drew Barrymore. What's his name? Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber. Which makes sense because the game's in Toronto and he's a Leafs fan and sure. And we're trying to bring in all of the younger generation and they're supposed to be like really hip and cool. And I saw a little meme that had like Heinz ketchup and it had Hellman's mayonnaise and French's mustard. Like, they all look like those labels. Like, they look like food labels. The colors are so basic and I don't like it. I don't think I will be. Well, first of all, I've never purchased an all-star jersey because I don't think there's any that I like enough.
I like the neon one. I got the neon one that one year.
Oh, yeah. I liked that one. The Florida one with the pink on it. I liked, but yeah.
You did like that one too. My immediate thought was the Goofy movie. And then I was like the cheese whiz guy in the Goofy movie. I don't know why, but it just reminded me of the cheese whiz guy in the Goofy movie. And then I was like, and what was the rock stars? It was Powerline in the Goofy movie.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
My God. Yes.
So an immediate thought was cheese whiz guy, Powerline.
Like,
and I was looking up the cheese whiz guy. His name was Bobby. And when you pulled, if you clip this, if you pull it, the cheese whiz guy. I mean, it's the cheese whiz guy. He's holding up some cheese whiz.
And wait, in the Goofy movie, isn't the kid in a band?
I haven't seen it in so long. I don't think he's in a band, but he's obsessed with the dude Powerline.
Right.
And then remember, he's on the road trip with Goofy and like they're going around and like all he wants to do is like get to the Powerline concert. And then he ends up like meeting up with like the girl. Yeah.
Yes. That's. Oh, I knew there was a concert of some.
And then he like is on stage with Powerline like dancing.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. That one.
Yeah. I knew there was. Yeah. Yep. That's our childhood for you. And it's now in the form of an NHL All-Star jersey courtesy of Justin Bieber.
Yes. The Cheese Whiz kid. Specifically, the yellow one.
Yeah. Now, remind me, in the Florida All-Star game, they just did two jerseys. They didn't do divisional.
Right.
Jerseys,
it was just the black and the white. Yeah. It's just the black and the white.
Yeah. So this is a little more different this year where you have all of them. But isn't that going to be confusing on the ice?
Well, no. I think it'll be different because when they play the game it's just going to be one solid jersey, like the Pacific will wear color, Eastern will wear the other.
I thought for some reason they were going to then like mix the divisions and play it conference style. So that twisted my brain. Okay. So yeah, I that makes sense. Okay.
But it doesn't make also, well, I guess I, because usually with the skills competition, they wear like their normal jerseys, don't yeah. they?
That sounds right. Or yeah.
So
yeah.
then when they play the game, they'll wear this, and then they'll probably just have like their team logo on their shoulder, I would assume. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't really look too far. It has to be because it's the All-Star logos on one shoulder. Yeah.
Okay. So it reminds you of the Goofy movie Cheese Whiz. It's reminding me of condiments. Mm-hmm. I don't think I like them. I think it's a very hip, cool, young age thing. And I'm now an old age, non-cool, well, I've never been cool person. But do you like them or do you not like them?
I kind of like the colors and I like the sleeve. It's not that I would buy one. But like, I don't, it's not my favorite, but I don't hate it.
Okay.
It's just, it is what it is. Like, that's just the jersey this year.
Yep.
The red one's kind of cool. But then I'm like, I really like the blue one. I like the stripes with the stars on the sleeve. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's... Now the white one's kind of cool. I don't know. I guess I like them.
I guess you do. I guess I do. Just
cheesy.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Cheesy. Which is on brand for Drew House, I think. It's a little cheesy play on little cartoonish and
smiley sort of faces.
Yeah.
All right.
Enough about these jerseys that we will not be purchasing. What about the lineup?
Never say never, Justin Bieber. I mean, let's be real.
I mean, you can never say never, especially when it comes to a jersey. So
that's very facts. Yes.
the we're getting some fan votes here. The 2024 NHL All-Star fan vote. We've gotten a few players who've been voted in, and it's a lot of Leafs and Canucks, and they're going to have what seems like the most players from specific teams there, but we're not done with fan voting, so there's that. There's a lot of goalies that are in. I mean, I know they do a certain number anyway, but it just felt like there was all of a sudden a lot of goalies named and voted in, but I don't know. I digress there.
You know what I thought was interesting? Out of the first 32 players selected, 8 of them, it's their first time going to the All-Star game.
Wow.
I don't know what the statistic is like on years prior, but I was like, I feel like that's a good number.
That I support, getting to see some new faces.
And Connor McDavid has been there 7 times. It's going to be his 7th one. And he's the most out of the first 32 that got the lineup.
He's more than Sidney Crosby?
Yeah, Sidney has 6, I think I read. Yeah, 6th.
Interesting. But is that probably due to injury or something?
Or didn't Sid opt out of going 1 year? Like during COVID?
Possibly.
Because I think Ovi did too.
Yeah, but he's now out with an injury, but he opts out anyway. He only did...
Now, my thing is, will Bedard be out?
Oh, yeah, he's not... He can't play. He
can't go.
No, 6 to 8 weeks of recovery for repairing his fractured jaw that I saw happen in person, which we will get to later. But yeah. Bedard, that's a super bummer for him especially just being injured. There's a lot of rookies who have been, or young stars, rookies isn't really the right word, young stars in the league who are out with injury. You've got Trevor Zegras out again, and he lost his BFF that got traded.
Right.
Which we'll also discuss in a moment. But yeah, there's a lot of that. So I think some of the young people that we were all hoping to really see are not going to be there. But that's okay.
Did you do a fan vote? Did you vote for anybody? Oh, I did.
No, I don't vote.
Oh, I don't vote, but I still want to see new people there.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I just don't mm-hmm. care enough about this game at all whatsoever.
But I want to see people get, like, recognized. So, like, I voted for Trevor Moore because I think he deserves to be at the game. And obviously I voted Roman Yossi. And yeah. Matt Duchene. I feel like Matt Duchene deserves to go, too. He's been playing really well in Dallas.
He sure has. He sure has. He's given my Blackhawks a beating the last times they've faced each other. I see goals scored mm-hmm. by Matt Duchene for sure.
Yeah.
I don't really care about any of it. And then I like the skills competition part, but I only like yeah. watching the abridged version of it. I would not want to watch any of this in person. It's just so long and it would be so tedious and I think boring, but that's how I feel. Mm. I don't know. It would be more interesting to cover it and like be there and be able to interview the players and interact with yeah. them and mm-hmm. see them with their families. That's the content I live for. That's what I like about the All-Star Game is getting to see all of the content that comes out where we really get to see their personalities and we get to see them yeah. having fun and being a little more relaxed. And that's right. the aspect I like.
Gotcha. I mean, when I went to the All-Star Game in LA, skills competition was fun. It was long, but it was fun to watch. Especially the speed skating one.
Yeah,
those
that
dudes
would be
fly.
Cool.
Those dudes fly. But then, like, when people, like, can't hit, like, their shots and it takes a while, you're just like, just get it already.
That's what I feel.
Yeah, yeah. But they did it, or the skills comp one day and then the game the next day. And I only had tickets for the skills comp because I thought that would be more fun to watch than the game. Because the game, I mean, I feel like the game is kind of boring.
Yeah. There's some fun shots that happen. There's some interesting...
Yeah, but for the most part, like, it's just
yeah
slow. Because they're not, like, hitting. And, like, it's a lot of goals, which is fun. But at the same time, it's a lot of goals.
It's a lot of goals. Yeah.
Yeah.
What I think I fall more in line with the, like, Seth Jarvis's of the world, or the Carolina Hurricanes, mm-hmm. who's like, too late, try to vote me and I'm going to Mexico. It's a prepaid trip. I can't get a refund. Thanks, fans, but peace out. Peace. I'd rather go to Mexico for a week and get a suntan than be in Toronto playing in this game.
I'm excited to see the content coming out of Toronto though. Like yeah. and how they do it up because it's gonna be really good.
It's gonna be a lot of coverage for sure.
Yeah.
Canadian coverage of the Ottawa Senators. Oh my God. Yeah, I just had a brain fart. I was like, that's not Ottawa. Yes. Shane Pinto has returned to the ice after being suspended for gambling at the beginning of the season. We all probably forgot about that. That's the latest news. He's back and he said it, quote, broke my heart. That I couldn't play this game. I got a little bit of an issue with this comment. Where is the, I have learned my lesson and will no longer be gambling illegally under my contract with the league. And yes, I am deeply heartbroken that I did this and that I had to be suspended because I love this game. Where is the media training for this kid? Because I dislike you even more now. That's what you have to say?
Yikes.
Try again. Rewind the tape. Do it over. Try it again, sweetheart. You could do better. I know you can.
Yikes.
Yeah. I mean, there might be a quote somewhere else about him commenting on this, but I don't think we've heard much from him, nor did we hear much from him when it happened, of course. And
not that I recall.
No, this is the quote we get. I think gotta try again. Try again. Thank you, Shane Pinto. Something else that I take issue with is Corey Perry, your favorite player, Breezy.
Mm.
Met with Gary Bettman, the league commissioner, and he is eligible to play for any team that will take him.
Of course he is, because it's Corey Perry. Why wouldn't he be able to get whatever he wants at the snap of his fingers? And also, I read that he was linked to the Maple Leafs.
Really? They can't. How could they afford anything at this point?
I don't know.
They're going to pay Nylander, what, $9 bajillion for him?
Yeah, and that's on top of Matthews and on top of Marner. And on, I don't even know if Riley has even a big contract, but I've...
Yeah, I don't know how they could pay Perry. The Blackhawks were paying him, what, $4 million a year? I don't think...
I mean, unless he's going to take a big pay cut. I mean, if you want to play...
You know what I want to see him take a cut at? Sitting out from the league and not returning to the ice. Because...
Oh. And listen, you on my train now?
I am furious that he is deemed eligible to play. Or maybe I'm furious at the Chicago Blackhawks organization for not being more clear on why they terminated his contract so abruptly with almost zero explanation, not to mention the rumor mill that started, which I can't stand.
Yeah, you don't like that one.
You're going to say that he broke his player, like the terms of the player code of conduct, he violated it. But yet he could still continue to play. There's such a disconnect, and there's such a disconnect in this entire story that actually I'm not sure who I'm mad at, but I really just wish that there was some clarity on this because, yeah, people.
And also, when did that happen? Like a month ago?
Maybe a little more. 2 months, like in November.
But still, it's 2 months.
It'll
but
be
people have to be away from the game for God knows how long for minor things, or I don't
see this. Right. Exactly. This is the issue. They're the inconsistencies. You suspend Shane Pinto for gambling for 42 games. Corey Perry violates the player code of conduct, which I would imagine falls under the like no gambling thing / treating people well. You don't suspend him for games. Where are these like rules being made up? And it's very frustrating when we don't have the whole story about Perry. Not that I necessarily want to hear it, but the inconsistencies with that is really frustrating to me because yes, people deserve a second chance and to be serve your suspension, pay your fines. Okay, like come back. Let's try to rebuild your reputation, right? We all make mistakes. But in the way that Corey was let go and the huge ordeal it was made about what he did and how horrible it was and disgusting it was and all of these things to then just be like, yeah, you could still play. However, that might be true, but will a team touch him with a 10-foot pole? Who's going to touch him? Sure.
Maybe the Ducks will bring him back.
They could use it. They got enough people injured right now.
Yeah.
It's shocking what's happening there.
Yeah.
Another shocking thing. I love John Tortorella. He is behind me over my shoulder, looking over my shoulder and guiding me along the way on this podcast. He is the best in the world. Coach of the Philadelphia Flyers, their top prospect, Cutter Gauthier, said he wants to play for the Flyers organization. He is born to be a Flyer. And then all of a sudden, he says, nope, I want nothing to do with this organization. I do not want to be a Flyer. And more GDMFing rumors were flying around about Hayes being involved in convincing him to not play, which was a complete lie. And John Tortorella called out that motherfucker who started that rumor in a press conference, and it was the most vindictive, is that the right word? Vindicating thing I have ever seen. He was like,
I didn't know he did this.
Tortorella's like, is the guy in here that started that Hayes rumor? And the guy had the balls to say, yeah. You hear him go, yeah. He's like, what? Why would you do that? This is the problem I have with you guys. You don't think about the repercussions this will have when you say these things without fact. And Hazy was getting death threats against his family.
Jeez.
Because somebody said that he was, you know, in Cutter's ear talking about why not to play for the Flyers or something. I'm just so glad Tortorella, I can't say his name because I'm so worked up. I'm so glad Torts called this guy out and held the feet to the fire, because that's what needs to happen. And these are the kinds of things that I like to see in the league. And we need more types of Tortorella in the league. Cutter. What kind of name is that? Cutter like is cut. You like it. Of course you like it. He got sent to the Ducks.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. It just means that you're
breezy. I get it.
You of course you do. But yeah, this whole story was absolutely insane. And I just, obviously I'm terrified to go to a Flyers game when they play the Blackhawks, and I probably would not wear any like very blatant Blackhawks gear if I went to an away game, but
yeah,
because the fan base is really intense. However, I just really think with the way that this organization handled this whole story and straight out just called him out, even the GM, whose name is escaping me, he's the former broadcaster and I know his name, he went on an interview in the middle of a game and was like, Cutter said he didn't want to play. We don't want you to play. We'll send you away. And they did it really, kept it under the radar, shifted that guy out, got him for top value, got a good trade in return. And they were like, we're done with you. We don't want anybody in this organization who doesn't want to be here. Why can't I think of his name?
I don't know.
I know his name. Like I said, I'm all fired up. No, not the GM. Keith Jones, thank you. Jonesy was like, I'll go out on television and tell everybody in the Flyers fans why this guy is no longer a Flyer. We have no problem with it. And Tortorella even said, I couldn't tell you Cutter from a hole in the wall who that kid is. Like, totally threw him under the bus. Like, couldn't care less about this kid. I love John Tortorella.
Lucky for him, I just was looking it up. I don't think he will be returning to the Flyers organization this year.
Who?
Cutter.
No, they already traded the Ducks. Him.
No. Like the Ducks aren't even playing the Flyers for the rest of the season. They've already played them.
Oh, yeah. I understand.
So we're gonna have to wait till next season to get the. To see how it all plays out. And I'm going to put that on my calendar for a must watch.
Put a gold star next to that one, because...
Gold star next to this game.
Yeah. You know the Flyers fans are going to come with the signs, and they are just going to rip this one. Yeah. I love it. I love this kind of stuff for the game. But yeah. We already talked about Connor Bedard.
Sorry. That was a big yawn.
He broke his jaw. We talked about that.
Yeah. Just my note in there. Bedard broken.
Yeah.
Just my favorite thing to say. Broken.
Yeah. PWHL. Kick us off, Breeze. What is it happening in women's professional hockey world?
Well, not specifically PWHL. The U.S. Women's U18 won the World Junior Championship, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, they did.
And that's all I got on that one, but I thought that was worth stating, because that's pretty cool.
They did the song that they do in the locker that the boys do, where they're like huddled together.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't committed that song to memory yet, but
me neither.
Like, we are great, something, and they like repeat it and they're loud and they scream and they yell, and the women did it too. And I think it's phenomenal.
It was cool. It was really cool to see. Yeah. So that was fun. I'm also upset because Boston is sold out of their jersey. I looked today.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, shit.
Yeah, so I guess I'm not getting one of those unless they do a restock.
Just a t-shirt or something, maybe.
Yeah. They do have a cool hat. It says BOS on it. But then I was looking at it, and I'm like, really looking at it, and I'm like, that is photoshopped. So it's not even a picture of the real hat. So they must do like a print on demand. And I'm like, guys.
Well, I might just have to, I haven't picked a game yet to go to. So when I go down, I'll see, maybe they have a certain amount of stock that they keep for
maybe
in-person games.
Yeah. And then I'll have to just shoot you some funds.
Yeah. No biggie.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about the U.S. winning, the U18, those women are now.
They're going to be eligible to go. Yeah.
To the PWHL. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very exciting prospects coming up and exciting hockey to watch. The PWHL goalie setups, by the way, I wanted to shout out the New York Rangers.
Just New York.
I wish they had team names. The New York team in the PWHL. Her pads, I should have written her name down and I didn't, but her pads are like a Statue of Liberty, like split between the, like the whole setup. And I, but it's edgier. It's not so on the nose with the way it is. And it's in the color scheme of their colors. Fierce. And then there's another one that is old school. It's, I want to say it's Ottawa's goalie. She's got the old school kind of like leather pad look with that old stitching on those retro pads. They've got some sick setups, and I'm glad we're seeing some of the personality through the goalies, because we don't have team names and whatever. So
yeah, Abby Levy has the
thank you.
Right? I think it is.
Or you're is that just checking that?
Abby Levy.
Okay.
Can't do that to me. Now I'm going to cough. I'm getting over my sickness here.
Your sickness, huh? Down with the sickness.
Don't do that again. Don't do that again.
Okay, here's the do or die. Oh, mama, don't you cry. U.S. Hockey is do or die. And then there's a lot of other words. Also, the walk-in outfit for Montreal, Mariah Keppels, I'm guessing here, who plays for the NHL, her suit that she had custom made, you need to look it up, it is incredible, like better than any man's suit I have ever seen. One of the pant legs has the numbers of, I believe, her teammates, all with the autograph down the side. It's this sick cream color, and it has like the Montreal skyline down the back. It is so incredible. I wish they would have tagged who made it, but it is unreal. The pads, here we go. I was re-looking up the pads.
It's Abby Levy. She also has this like blue one with like an eagle on the front.
I haven't seen that one. I can't figure out who this is because they don't have team names with the leather pads here. And they didn't tag her. She's number 31. Okay, I'm trying to be positive here about the purple. It's okay, wait, I can figure this out based on the colors. Maybe it's Minnesota. I can't tell. Either way, look it up. Fire. Love it.
Click the link I just sent you.
Click the link you just sent me.
It's in the chat box. The
chat box. Everyone. Abby Levy. Loading. Oh, yeah. The eagle is fire,
Ooh. The eagle is real cool. Matches her Team USA jersey.
I like that. They're on the mark with that stuff. Also, shout out, this is worth noting. It's a little going to come across a little feminist. That's okay. Kendall Coyne Schofield. Not only has she been one of the women running the behind the scenes of getting the PWHL where it is today, She had a baby 6 months ago and is playing hockey at a top professional level. She scored her first goal, and you see her walking in to the arena with the baby, with her six-month-old son. I am obsessed with this. I kind of wish that the guys, like, I guess that would be anti-feminist if I was like, the guys should, maybe it is, I don't know, people who can decipher that. But could you imagine if the dads walked into the arena, like when they walk in, right, and they've got their suits on and their coffee, and they had one of their kids, like their babies on their hip, and were like, yep, got to just take care of the babe before we go play hockey, and, you know, then hand it off to mom to go like hold it in the stands. But like the juxtaposition and the things that the women have to do, Kendall Coyne is one tough mother, and I love seeing this, and I love making this normal that women, yes, we are different, and the game is slightly different, of course, but being able to see that, I think, makes this so much more relatable to the fans. And then I was talking to a friend on Instagram, and she was like, I want to see at the women's games. She's like, I want to see the husbands, what did she call them? The boyfriends of Biggs or Boggs or something like that. Like, you know, there's Wags, there's Bags. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Wags and Bags and the boyfriends and or the wives of these women, right? Like,
it'd be funny if they were called hags.
Hags, that would be funny. Husbands. Maybe that's what it was.
But no, it'd be Habs, because it has to be husbands and boyfriends.
Yeah.
Because it can't be Wags, because that'd be wives and girlfriends.
But there are Wags in this league. There's Wags and Hags. Or Bags.
Wags and Hags. Wags and
anyway, wouldn't it be so cool to see the dads decked out in custom jackets like the women do, right? The women wear these incredible outfits and clothes that support their husbands.
The jean jackets.
Yeah, the jean jackets. Let's get the Hags matching jean jackets. I want to see them with a baby carrier strapped to their chest with the three other kids that they have, corralling them in the stands, trying to keep them to pay attention and cheer on their moms. She brings up a really good point. PWHL content team, show us that content.
Yep.
I agree.
I like it.
Did you see this ECHL story about Terry Ryan?
I did. How he got into like a giant fight in his first game?
Yeah. His first game back, because he's retired.
His first game back. Yeah. And then he came out of retirement. And then he starts fighting. He's been waiting to do that, because he retired in what, 2003, wasn't it?
It's been a while.
Something like that. And so yeah, he's got like 21 years of. It was it 20? Maybe.
Well, he's 47. He was home in Newfoundland. I think they say it like Newfoundland. The Growlers. They're the ECHL team. It happened to be his birthday, I guess, according to Paul Bissonnette. The team was out of players injured and couldn't get anybody to that part of Canada, because I guess it's like an island or like remote area. So they called Terry Ryan, who happened to be home, and asked him to suit up and play. And that's why he played. He's on Shoresy. Do you watch Shoresy? Right.
No, but I do know that.
He's still, you know, playing and obviously able to play, but could you imagine seeing this 47-year-old who is a known fighter, and like whoever he fought, you're really going to take this opportunity to go up again? Like, No, you're going down in the wrong part of the history book.
That's like, funny. It says his playing career on his Google page is 1996 through 2003, 2024.
So 21 years later.
Yeah.
It's been 21 years. I mean, he still plays, like I said, of course, and he's on the ice during filming and everything, but.
Yeah.
What a legend.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Legend.
It's good times. That is a good time.
All right, what's your social media video of the week?
I sent it over to you because I became obsessed. I'll see like a video of someone and then I obsess over them for like a week. That's just my life. Okay. So Nathan McKinnon had a video and this little girl was in the, I say little girl, but she was probably like 10. I don't know. I don't know the backstory. I didn't even research it. But she's in the locker room or she's in the back somewhere and he just walks up and cause he's her favorite player and he's talking to her and having a good time and then like offers her a stick and then she freaks out, but just the way he was talking to her. And then it's just, you get his personality. And then I was like, I kind of like you. So he's also going to be my hunk of the week. I'll just get that out there right now.
Terrific. I saw the video. It's very sweet. And it's the content we love to see.
Yeah.
Seeing these players' real personalities and just how they interact with the fans.
Yeah.
My hunk of the week and viral video is also combined. And it's Sonny Milano, who plays for the Washington Capitals. If you don't know who that is, he's got the best salad in the league. And the team, the Caps, have decided to make a chia pet out of Sonny Milano and give it away to the game. It is the most amazing thing. Sonny is all in on it and he's in on the humor and the joke and love it. And his hair is so spectacular. I don't even know how to describe it. And they made a chia pet.
Oh gosh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
It's really good. It's right on the nose with just the right amount of cheese. Not like the All-Star jerseys cheese, but just the right amount of cheese. And I would be clamoring for one of those.
That's funny. I like that, actually. I don't like Sonny Milano, but that is funny.
Why don't you like him?
I just feel like I just don't like him. I just don't like him. I don't know. There's something about him. Yeah.
We like the name. Breezy likes the name Cutter.
Also, he was a duck. He was a duck.
He's not anymore.
It doesn't matter. He was.
He was hardly a duck. Are you kidding?
If you're a duck for a day, it just puts you on my bad list.
In your world. All right. That's fine. Well, what do you want to know about my back-to-back Blackhawks away game trip to Manhattan and New Jersey?
Whatever you want to tell me.
Well, ask me some questions.
Give me a did you eat anything?
Of course.
What did you eat?
In New York at Madison Square Garden, I had one of the best hamburgers I've ever had. I can't remember the name, but it was some fancy New York famous guy who's got a stand in the garden and French fries. Okay. The fries were really good. They were seasoned perfectly. In New Jersey.
What'd you dip them in?
I dip them in ketchup.
Okay.
What do you dip French fries in? Don't say mayonnaise.
No.
Thank God.
Unless you make like a secret sauce.
I'm really into...
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I like ranch. I grew up when I was in high
school. Ranch is good.
I would go to the local like diner. It was the best. We used to have these like little local diners that are open 24 hours and we would go and sit in a booth and we would order coffee. Didn't matter what time of day, smoke steaks. And then we would, cause you could still smoke inside. And then we would order French fries with ranch dressing.
Mm.
That's all of that sounds so good right now.
That's pretty funny. So for the holidays, they had these little like sample hot sauces or like sample just like sauces at work for $1. And I got like every sauce. And they also had ghost pepper ketchup and habanero ketchup. So I had to like get all of it, like, and I don't do spice very well because I'm clearly very white. But I had to get, I got all of them. And then I did like a sample, like did like a little taste test, like went and got food and then like dipped all the different kinds of food to try out all different kind of sauces. So right now, like if I have French fries or like some sort of potato, I like to just dip it in one of the hot sauces.
Which one's your fave?
Oh gosh, that's a loaded question. I also like mixing the ghost pepper and or the habanero. Well, no, I don't do both. I'll mix one of the ketchups with some ranch because then it like makes it like a secret sauce and it's like kind of spicy, which is kind of nice. My favorite one in general is the Thai sweet chili sauce because that's really good on chicken. But there's like a, it's sweet and spicy sauce. That one's really good. And also there's a Serrano one. That one was really good. Yeah. Anyway.
So yeah, you're right. That was a loaded question. You like all of them.
I like all of them.
What a
They also have a,
surprise. Breezy likes
oh,
all of them.
there's a habanero honey mustard, and I love mustard, by the way. That's like my favorite condiment. I also like dipping French fries in just mustard. Okay, we gotta move
Yeah, again, it's
on.
those all-star jerseys that are reminding us of all these condiments here. I just
It
can't get over them.
is.
If there was
Yeah.
a green one, it would be relish, and then we would be down a whole nother
Oh,
pickles, Vlasic.
gross.
Yeah.
Eh. A
The
green one would be cool, though.
a green one would be cool. The experience I had at Madison Square Garden was pretty spectacular. I didn't go there before they did like updates and renovations, so I can't speak to what that was like before, but the feeling in there is that it is very cozy and that you feel very close to the ice in a good way, not claustrophobic. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful arena. The hallways are really narrow just because obviously they can't, there's only so much you can do in the square footage and the space that you have there in New York, but I really enjoyed it. There is almost zero in-game entertainment. The building and the game is your entertainment. That's sort of
Okay.
the like MO. There's no in-arena host. They do a couple of like the fan games, right, where they do trivia or whatever, but it's the PA announcer who's talking to the fan, which was different. And then the one thing that they do is they show the New York City celebrities. I can't remember. Do they do that in LA? I don't think they do that as.
Yeah, if there's one there, they always show like Will Ferrell. He's always there.
But they don't do like multiple celebrities, I feel like.
If they're there, yeah,
They're
they'll
there.
show him, but they usually just sit in like one spot. Well, Will Ferrell will usually sit, sometimes he sits in the crowd like behind the bench. But like David Beckham, they sit in like that like celebrity zone by the tunnel.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what New York does too, where they have areas where they put them because they show, but what they do different, but maybe they do this in LA because I blocked all that out, but they play like a clip of the movie or TV show the celebrity is in, and then they show them in the
Okay.
audience. And Meadow Soprano was there, Jamie Lynn Sigler. And I was like,
Okay.
this from The Sopranos, I'm like, this is the most New York thing, even though that show takes place in New Jersey. This is the most New York thing to be able to see her. I just thought it was that was a highlight. Of course, the Blackhawks lost, which I was expecting to see. It was incredible to see Connor Bedard play his last game before his injury in his inaugural season in New York. I mean, he played a little bit of the first period in New Jersey the next night, but
Yeah.
he's very good. His stick handling is unreal. The whole warm-up situation, it ends with him on the ice. They have a whole different warm-up thing than they did before, like last year. They changed the whole way they do their warm-up routine. Like every team has like a thing that they do. And he is the him and then a couple of the other guys stay on the ice when there's like 2 or 3 minutes left, and they give him one-timers to do like slap shots into the net. And I think that's pretty cool to see. He's still got a lot to learn in this style of play in the NHL. just based on his hit the next night in New Jersey, taken out by Smith, when he got hit in the face, a shoulder to the face. Everybody said it was a clean hit, whatever. When somebody's shoulder goes into somebody's head, I don't know how
that
hit, but nevertheless, it wasn't a malicious hit. I think that Bedard didn't think he was going to get hit or maybe could get around him. I'm not sure. Either way, he learned the hard way that you can't anticipate that you have to anticipate that player is going to hit you as hard as they possibly can, no matter who you are or how you play the game.
Right.
He learned the hard way and went out with a broken jaw, but a fractured jaw. But I think he's got to learn a little bit more of that. And somebody who I think does that well after being a young player coming into league is Jack Hughes. Jack Hughes, the Devils. Because he is able to check players now and anticipate that instead of going for the puck, right? There's that balance of being able to know when to play the puck and you can make the move with these younger, smaller, fast, skilled players, but also knowing when to protect yourself. And I think that's the balance that Connor Bedard is still learning.
Okay.
That's my assessment. The Blackhawks had, I think, 8 or 9 players on the injured reserve list. So it was just a complete shit show watching them play, but it was fine. And there's a ladybug above my head. That's good luck.
That is good luck.
How did a ladybug get in here? It's like 20 degrees out. What else in
New York? I felt like you the other day, actually. I went into the snow. I'll have to tell you about that, actually. Okay. That was really fun.
Jersey. Got to meet our friend in stilettos, Christy. She was on the podcast during the playoffs last year with the New Jersey Devils. She is a writer with the Hockey Writers. She is awesome. She is just how she is on the pod as she is in real life. She came down for a couple of minutes in between one of the intermissions. I was like, just come say hi just so we can meet in real life. I was like, you don't have to talk to me forever. And she did. She came down happily and we got to just chat a little bit and take a pic and get to meet in real life. She, of course, was in stilettos, outfit on point, to a T. She takes what she does very seriously, and she does a really, really good job. If you are a New Jersey Devils fan, you need to be following her. You need to be reading her articles. She is so committed to this. She writes more articles than she gets paid to do, happily. Like, she loves this sport. She loves this team. Shout out to Christy.
Shout out to Christy. Sorry, I had to put some lotion on my finger.
Okay. Then what else? My friend Sarah came with me to New Jersey because she lived a couple minutes away. So she came with me to the game, which was nice to have a friend there. Honestly, she was cheering more loudly for the Blackhawks than I was. I think in her naivety,
she was into it.
She was into it, but just not knowing that when you're an away team in a different barn, you can start some shit real fast, especially because we were sitting all around Devils fans. She was just cheering. And I was like, Sarah can handle herself. I know this. Sarah will cut you and she will escalate or de-escalate a situation as required based on what is happening. So I wasn't too worried about that, but I also was like not interested in having to throw words at people. So just trying to enjoy the game. But Sarah is ready for anything at any time. And she had a really great time. Great time.
I love that.
Even though we lost, there was, I think, 10 fights that night because it all started with the Connor Bedard. And then I think Hischier went out with injury on the Devil's side. There was a lot of injuries. There was a lot of fighting. It was really quite wonderful. Yeah.
I love that. I'm very excited.
Yeah, it was great. I've never done that back-to-back away night thing, which was super fun. It was super fun to do that.
And I'm glad you did that because you were debating on actually doing it or not.
Yeah. It was time. It was time to pay $300 to go watch a game at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. Well,
that's insane.
That's quite expensive because that's
That's not even on the glass. That's not even on the glass.
And it's not even a playoff game.
No. No. It's okay. It was an investment into my
memory bank.
Memory bank fandom. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the long and short of it.
Nice.
Great experience. That's it.
Love it. Perfect.
We'll be back next week.
Thanks for coming over to our House of Hockey podcast and hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Just look for House of Hockey Podcast. We'll be back next week.